Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books presents Brujas, The Magic and Power of Witches of Color by Lorraine Montague, Ph.D. Narrated by Diana Blue. Yo te llevo dentro, hasta la raíz, y por más que crezca, vas a estar aquí. Natalia Lafourcade. Hasta la raíz. A note to the listener. Poeta Goddess created the cover illustration for this book. She begins each design with an intention and channels the images to remind folks of their resilience, magic, and power. She writes a line of poetry or a prayer to accompany each design. For this one, she offers you this invocation. May my art be the light to lead me home. Before you proceed, I invite you to say the words to yourself. Drop into your heart. If you have a physical copy of the book, you might consult the cover as you would a tarot card. Let judgment and expectation fall away. Pause here. What arises for you? The cover image says folklore to me. A figure draped in a veil holds a candle and the wax drips between their fingers. They've been there a while, trying to create a connection. They stand with their back to their altar. Smoke billowing in a chalice, candles flickering with the breath of ancestors. Behind them, a portal has opened, but the figure doesn't quite notice. They are intent, face downturned, a look tender and nostalgic for homelands they feel but have never known, where storylines are unbroken and exile is never necessary, and nobody has to hide who they are. When I started writing this years ago, I turned to face the past. I reached for my abuelitas. They reached back through the ether between us. I learned about generational shadows, the traumas that are kept secret and passed in silence down family lines. The shadows of my line clarified into patterns and lessons as I wrote. There was so much power waiting for me. In the midst of this project of recollecting, I had become part of a spiritual community of brujas who are also connecting to their ancestral traditions and breathing new life into their pasts. Brujas are the new generation of spiritual activists and teachers and healers. The Spanish word for witch is not simply a straightforward translation of the English. Bruja, bru, ha, is the word for female witch, and brujo means male witch. But the terms connect to different traditions and histories than that of the Anglo-Saxon witch. They instead refer to the traditions of West Africa that made their way to the Caribbean and the Americas through slavery, and to the traditions of the indigenous peoples of the Americas, who were displaced and forced to assimilate to the cultures of European colonizers. The term brujex, brew, hex, is growing in popularity and mirrors the new Latinx, La-teen-ex, encompassing the female and male terms and extending to include gender nonconforming practitioners. It sets the new generation of practitioners apart from the older notion of brujería, or witchcraft, with its closed traditions and histories of stigmatization and oppression. Brujexes are a part of a larger group of witches of color who are reclaiming the spiritual traditions of their families' homelands. All of these terms, witch, witches of color, brujas, brujex, Latinx, are complicated and contested. There is no set definition for any of them, and there's disagreement about who we are talking about when we use them. Witches of color is similar to people of color in that it includes anybody who isn't white, but there's no consensus about whether these terms include white Latin Americans or white passing people like me. And not all witches of color identify with the terms bruja or brujex, especially if they don't have a direct connection to Spanish-speaking countries or the Afro-Caribbean diaspora. Some people are adopting Latinx because it challenges the patriarchal structure of the Spanish language and is inclusive of gender nonconforming folks. But the Latin American experience is not a monolith, and many resent the new term they feel is being foisted on them by a privileged minority. My Colombian mother and Cuban father would never use the term, if they had even heard of it. Though I often use it myself, I ultimately take issue with the reference to Latin anything, as I see it as another form of European colonization of a vastly diverse set of peoples. Throughout the book, I favor what individuals like to be called. That's usually connected to where they are from, specifically their countries, their communities, or their tribes. Every good witch knows that words are spells. As magic is flowing, so is the language we use. It's okay not to have the perfect word sometimes, because language is flawed and cannot always encompass all the possibilities. What's important is that we remain conscious of the words we speak and transparent about why we choose to use certain words. I've decided to call this book Brujas, since it's more recognizable and easier to pronounce than brujexes. But I mean it as a fluid term that includes magical people of all gender identities and orientations. This book is for all those who want to learn about or practice ancestral magic and magical activism. Though the stories and research I present center on brujas and the histories of the Afro-Caribbean diaspora and indigenous people of color, anyone can adapt the information and rituals to concisely explore their ancestry, develop sustainable practices to heal themselves, and reclaim their magical powers. The first part of this book features some of the ancestral traditions upon which the bruja is based. The second part explores the different kinds of activism brujas are engaged with. And the third part is about the businesses, practices, and networks of the modern bruja. Each chapter focuses on a specific topic and a different bruja practitioner. I also offer my personal stories because I believe they are things we might share in common, and they provide a model for how to reflect on the topics in relation to your own life. I encourage you to use this book however it helps you most. You might listen in order if you're the type who likes to follow a narrative, or you could skip around to topics or brujas you're interested in. At the end of each chapter are ritual exercises to help you initiate steps along your own spiritual path, as well as more resources from witches of color or other practitioners of ancestral spiritualities. Since astrology is increasingly accessible to spiritual seekers regardless of their ancestral traditions, I've associated each chapter with an archetype of the zodiac in the order they appear on the astrological wheel. You do not have to be fluent in astrological symbology or even believe in astrology's divinatory potential.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?